Praise be Jesus and Mary. The liturgy of the Sunday, the readings, invite us to reflect upon the virtue of humility. We have the first reading, which comes from the book of Sirach, chapter 3, talking about humility. And then the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 14, again our Lord inviting us, encouraging us, not to exalt ourselves, but to humble ourselves. And so that's what we want to reflect on today, is this virtue of humility. The first thing is we should understand the importance of this virtue, that it is absolutely necessary if we are going to become the saints that we are supposed to be. Okay, without it, sanctity is impossible. Okay, so we must pay attention to this virtue. St. Augustine says, and everyone agrees, this isn't just St. Augustine, but all masters of the spiritual life, fathers and doctors of the church, say that humility is the foundation of all virtues. It is the foundation upon which we build our spiritual edifice. Okay, all of the other virtues are constructed upon it. Okay, and the chief of which, of course, is charity, and we are striving and have the goal of reaching the perfection of charity, the heights of heroic charity. Okay, but in order to arrive there, we must dig a solid and deep foundation of humility. So St. Augustine goes on to say, therefore, because humility is the foundation of the virtues, in a soul where it does not exist, there can be no true virtue. Okay, but if there seems to be virtue, it is only the mere appearance of a virtue, but it is not true virtue. Right? So for there to be any authentic virtue in our spiritual lives, we must have humility. Right? So again, this is not a virtue that we can set off to the side and put in second place, okay? But it must be foundational and primary in our spiritual lives. In like manner, continues St. Augustine, it is the most proper disposition for all celestial gifts. You see how the virtue of humility makes us receptive to God's graces. Again, sanctity being the eminent development of grace in the soul. Right? So in order to receive and grow in graces, we need to be receptive. And humility gives us this receptive disposition with regard to God and his graces. Remember, the scripture says that God draws close to the humble, but he looks on the proud from afar. Okay, so if we want to draw down upon ourselves the graces of God, we must be humble. And think of Our Lady, the example that Our Lady gives us, right? That the humble handmaid of the Lord who was so pleasing to God that she was exalted to become his mother. And finally, it is so necessary to perfection that of all the ways to reach it, to reach perfection, the first is humility, the second, humility, and the third, humility. And if the question were repeated 100 times, I should always give the same answer, humility. Right? So that's how important this virtue is. Now, understanding how important it is for us to acquire this virtue, we need to understand what it is. What is humility? Right? We go to Father John Hardin's dictionary, Catholic dictionary, for the definition of humility. It is the moral virtue that keeps a person from reaching beyond himself. Okay? It is the virtue that restrains the unruly desire for personal greatness. Did you see what we read in the first reading from the book of Sirach? It says, what is too sublime for you, seek not. Into things beyond your strength, search not. So we see how genuine self-knowledge is necessary for humility. Humility is truth with regard to God and with regard to ourselves. We need to know the truth about ourselves, our strengths, weaknesses, limitations, not striving for things which are beyond us. And you see how this is different from what the world teaches us from our youth, you know, that you can be anything you want to be, just put your mind to it and all of that. You know, what about striving for what God wants us to be? Isn't that what we should be doing? Now that's humble because that is in accordance with the truth. Okay, trying to be the persons, the saints that God wants us to be. And listen to what Saint Francis has to say in his rule. In our Lord Jesus Christ, I admonish and exhort the friars to shun all pride and vainglory. Those who are unlettered should not be anxious to acquire learning. Okay, again, not striving for things and being anxious for things which are beyond us. Why? To become puffed up? What's the point? But instead, St. Francis says, they should rather strive to have what they must desire above all else, namely the Spirit of the Lord and His holy operation. That's striving to become what God wants you to be. So it is the moral virtue that keeps a person from reaching beyond himself. It is the virtue that restrains the unruly desire, unruly. Okay, that is in reference to something that is unreasonable, not according to right reason. Right? Again, humility, truth. Truth about God, truth about ourselves, and who we are with respect to God. And leads people to an orderly love of themselves. Based on a true appreciation of their position with respect to God and their neighbors. All right, so there is a love, a proper, orderly love of ourselves. You know, we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. And what is that love? How should we love ourselves? Right, we should love ourselves in desiring the good for ourselves. And the greatest good is God, is heaven, is our salvation and sanctification. Right? So this is an orderly love for ourselves in the way in which we should also love our neighbor, desiring their salvation and sanctification, desiring that they attain to God. Now we need to be careful that we don't fall into false humility. Right? The definition in Father Hardin's dictionary goes on to say, yet humility is not only opposed to pride, right? Humility is opposed to pride, but not only to pride. It is also opposed to immoderate self-abjection, which would fail to recognize God's gifts and use them according to His will. All right, so we can't bury that talent that God has given us, right? Even if it only happens to be one talent. But we need to use it as best as we can for His glory, as the gospel says. If we bury that talent under the pretext of being humble, what does our Lord say? All right? He calls us wicked and lazy servants, because what that is really is a veiled pride. Right? False humility. Again, see how that is perfectly in accordance with right reason. Right? And it's not acting according to some ridiculous sentiment, no? Some crazy feeling, right? As if the virtue of humility was in feeling that we were lowly. No? It's not that. It's according to right reason. And so for this reason, St. Thomas says, humility restrains the appetite from aiming at great things against right reason. right? Aiming at great things against right reason. There's that unruly desire. While magnanimity urges the mind to great things which are in accordance with right reason. You see how there's a balance in the virtues? The middle way being virtuous and defect and excess on either side not being virtuous. Okay? So we should desire and strive for great things, but always in accordance with right reason. And now we see this balance perfectly in Our Lady, right? During the Magnificat, Our Lady, her soul magnifies the Lord. She doesn't deny that. Okay? She has been exalted above every other creature as the Mother of God. And so her soul magnifies the Lord, magnanimity. She accepted the call to be the Mother of God and the co-redemptrix. But she also recognizes that this was a grace, okay? That it was the work of the Almighty. The Almighty has done great things in me. She doesn't attribute it to herself, okay? That she is the cause of her greatness. Right? So we can all turn to Our Lady, okay? Ask her, the humble handmaid of the Lord, to increase this virtue in us, that establishing a solid and firm foundation upon which to build, we can then rise to the heights of the perfection of charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.